This is S&D Podcast. After 25 years, Dr. Julia Schechter is retiring from his post as the editor-in-chief of the journal Sexually Transmitted Diseases, and in his place, the American Sexually Transmitted Diseases Association has appointed Dr. Bill Miller. Dr. Miller is a professor of infectious diseases and epidemiology in the Gilling School of Global Public Health at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. He has a long-standing career in STD practice, research, and teaching, and has extensive editorial experience. Welcome to the podcast, Bill.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Big shoes to fill, huh?
Yes, indeed. Julie's been there a long time and has done a remarkable job. He's a force of nature in the field of STDs, I think, and it will be really pretty much impossible shoes to fill. So I'll just do what I can do and try not to worry too much about how great Julie was.
As much as we all appreciate and admire what Julie has done for the journal, new leadership also means the opportunity for new directions. So what's your vision of the journal in the short and also in the long run?
I think in the very short run, things aren't really broken. We have a strong journal. The quality of the science is good. And I think that's fundamentally one of the things I want to make sure continues, is that we continue to get really strong science into the journal. In the sort of medium and longer term, my vision is to make sure that this is a place where we can cultivate a strong group of STD researchers. I think we've lost a little bit in the field in the last few years in terms of bringing young people into the field of STD research. I think the journal can be a forum for that. I also think the journal really needs to be the place that people go find out about what's going on in STD research. And so one of the things that we hope to do is bring a few more high-quality reviews to the journal, and also reviews of clinical procedures and practice.
Increasingly, it looks like we're focusing on the translational aspects of research. That is, how scientific findings can be applied to day-to-day practice. How can the journal assist in this process, or Bill, in other words, how can it engage STD practitioners who currently may not look to the journal as something necessarily relevant to them?
I think there are a couple things that we can do. One of the things is that there's a lot of expertise out there, people who do innovative things in the world of STD practice in particular, and don't necessarily think about publishing their findings. So one of the things that we would like to do is encourage people who are STD practitioners to put into manuscripts their best practices, and we can work to help them have a forum for that so that they can share their knowledge and expertise with other practitioners. We recognize that for some people that'll be a kind of a new experience, as they aren't necessarily accustomed to publishing in scientific journals. And we hope to be able to give them opportunities at some of the conferences that are such as, you know, the STD Prevention Conference, to learn those skills and then subsequently be able to put that into manuscripts that they can share with the rest of the world. I really think that there's a great deal of expertise that is just not being shared with everybody else in the STD community.
It seems like a more proactive approach, I think, on your part and maybe on the part of the editorial board as well, to identify potential practice-based research to be put into manuscript. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. I just think that we can do a better job of bringing the whole STD community into the, both into the association and into the journal.
Do you have other ideas of sort of enhancing the profile of the journal?
I think that the main things are really those that we've talked about so far, at least in the short term. We really just need to bring in the younger group of researchers and bring in the STD community more broadly.
So as far as looking out to the new year that starts tomorrow, and your tenure starts tomorrow as well, isn't that correct?
That's right.
So anything to look out for in this next year?
Well, I think the first thing that we'll be working towards is bringing some of those reviews of the field into the journal. I think that's the place that we'll begin. We have a couple of pieces that are already sort of being bantered about a little bit. So we'll try to get move those along as quickly as we can.
Well, thank you, Bill, and good luck in your new position.
Thank you very much. It's really an honor to take this position, and I'm looking forward to it.
Dr. Bill Miller is a professor in the Gilling School of Global Public Health at the University of North Carolina. He is the new editor-in-chief of our journal, Sexually Transmitted Diseases. Happy holidays, Bill.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year, everyone.
SD Podcast is produced by Ben Westergaard. This is Case Riekmeyer for SD Prevention Online.